code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on September the 7th, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll see the other sites I have up there for emergencies. Bookmark them for future use in case the big sites go down again. And that way you'll have somewhere to get the latest audios from. And you'll see that there's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's also Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. That last site has all the same audios, plus it has the advantage of having a lot of transcripts written of these audios for print-up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. Now, remember, too, that you bring me to you, you the listeners, bring me to you through buying that which I have for sale on my website and donating to. So you'll find out how to do it on the website. There's different means. A personal check is good within the US and Canada. PayPal. There's also international postal money order from the US to Canada. And outside the Americas, you've got PayPal again. You've got MoneyGram, Western Union. I think MoneyGram and MoneyGram definitely is cheaper than Western Union. And some inventive people who like to cut out the middleman simply send cash. And that's okay too. Because, as I say, the advertisements you hear, or the advertisements you hear here on the show, go to pay the station for their airtime. It pays their staff, it pays their equipment and their bills, etc. So it's up to you, the listeners, to keep me going, and plenty of people are using this information that comes out of this show, and it gets all over the planet very, very quickly. And it's just a pity that more of them wouldn't help you out or donate along the way. But that's the lifestyle that we have these days. It's the me generation, and people don't even want to mention your name when they copy what you're doing. Those who get disc burned to them by people with computers but don't like to touch computers, they play them in their CDs. You can always get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, the number 1, P3E4N1. And once again, the people of the planet are grazing into this new world order and adapting, as Skinner would call it, adapting along the way to every change that comes along. And so very shortly, they'll have no memory of how life was before 9/11, 2001. And certainly the children who are brought up now under basically a martial law scenario will think it's quite natural. They've already gone through the padding of the being patted down at schools and going through motion detectors and metal detectors and all that stuff. So this brave new world of totalitarianism is quite natural to them. Plus, they've all been trained that you don't need privacy anyway. They like putting everything up on Facebook and everything and so on. Exactly what tyrants have looked for thousands of years, how to gather total information on every single person at all times. That was part of the Stasi's motto, you know. They were the shield and the sword of the party. And the Stasi said they had to know everything about everything all the time. And here they are putting it all up for free. All up for free. Amazing, eh? And people just adapt and adapt into this new Plato's cave where they'll still think they're free as they bend over for every uniformed guard that comes along. Back with more after these messages.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. I always think back when I read different reports in newspapers where things creep out there and they try to play it down, downplay it into something of insignificance, or they tell the hair, don't worry about this, this will never happen and it will never be used. And I always think of Arnold Toynbee. Arnold Toynbee, there were two of them, the father and the son, they both had professorships at Oxford University. They ran the Rhodes Scholarships. Basically, they taught to the Rhodes Scholars for international New World Order status and sent them all over the planet where doors just opened automatically, and they became heads of different countries, or at least heads of the bureaucracies, if nothing else. Bill Clinton was one, and others have been before him. And there's lots of them in the Canadian civil service and in government, and there's lots of them, too, in every other country now. They're not just the British or English-speaking countries. But world citizenship was an old, old idea. And Toynbee, in the 1930s, spoke to the International Socialist Workers Movement, and I think it was held in Denmark at the time, because, you see, these characters, these elitist characters at the very top, and they are elitist, like communism is elitist, it's run by elitists at the top. It's part of socialism, it's just a different way of getting there, faster we're getting there. And Toynbee said, in true Fabian style, because he was also a member of the Fabian Society and the Royal Institute for International Affairs. He said, "We always deny with our lips that which we do with our hands." That's how simple it is to con the public. Well, we know this document says this, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Nothing will happen. It'll never be used. That kind of stuff. And they've always done that, all done through politics from his day onwards, as they keep the herd nice and placid and tell us to graze, you know. And people have been talking, for instance, about the quarantines coming up for these mandatory inoculations. Now, if you go into the World Health Organization's website, you'll see that the 2006 meeting, they wanted the whole world to have governments force the populations into taking flu shots regularly, mandating it by law. And they wanted it kicked off with a scary scenario, you see. And then, lo and behold, we find out that in 2007, Glasgow Smith Kline, a corporation that has the patents on this green monkey disease, so a swine flu thing, 2007 they had the patent for it before it broke out in 2009. Which tells you that was one of their, as I read last week, one of their little tests that the World Health Organization admits to leaking out. They admit to leaking out live viruses of what they call more milder flus to track it, how it moves in society and how the public respond to it and so on. They call it mock-ups, but they're live viruses. And they say themselves, these live viruses might just mutate from person to person into a more deadly strain. So that's how they practice on the public. You see, all it tells you is everything's been set up for future events. That's what I'm telling you here. With the collusion of these characters. Because, you see, under the New World Order, we're the peasants. We're being taught to accept. Most folk, unfortunately, do accept. They're just peasants now. And lots of folk like socialism. It gives them time to play while weightier matters are dealt with by experts above them, faceless, unknown people to them. And that lets them play, you see. Because that's one thing they wanted the people to do for a long time, was to get them out of even watching and following the political arena and just leave it to the experts. And that's what the New World Order is all about. They tell you to jump and you jump. You do. That's what it's all about. Very, very simple. An ordered society where people will be told what you're going to work at. You'll be told if you can breed because of your good or bad genes. And eventually, you see, once medicine comes in, medicine is now an authority. And as Lenin said, they bring up all these services that would eventually become authorities, and now they're brought up to full power. They speak with authority, with government backing. And they start maybe with your body, right down to who has the rights of your corpse even, or your organs. And then they come along and say what they're going to stick into your body. And you adapt again, like Skinner says, you adapt and adapt, and you adapt into a cage. And eventually it's going to be adaptation into sterilization. And we'll all accept it because we'll read all this. There'll be massive amounts of programs on television, documentaries by the experts. And, oh, we can't go on like this. There's too many inferior types being born, you know. And too many people are getting born with asthma and allergies and things. And they'll cost the burden on society, you know. And they'll adapt and adapt into that. I can see it all because people do adapt. They don't stand up and say enough, you know. They don't stand up and say, look, this Tower of Babel has got to be disassembled and we're going to do it. You see? You can't ask the perpetrators to do it themselves because they won't, obviously. You got to go ahead and do it. It's the same with all these town halls and all the rest of it from your local grassroots right up to the top. It's time the public walked in and simply fired them all. Fired them all, and all these agencies that have given them self-government backing status have to be fired along with them, because, you see, it's either us or them. And I'm not kidding about that. It's down to us or them. They have a mandate. They know what their mandates are. We've seen Agenda 2000, we've seen the Millennium Report from the United Nations, and the greening reports and all the rest of it, sustainability reports, and they want everyone crowded into already overcrowded cities for the next 30 years as they bring the populations down, and they want all the rural people off the land. That's in their United Nations reports. So they know where they're going. Well, the public play, that's all they do, play all the time. These characters are moving steadily ahead, and everyone else is just saying, oh yeah, I don't want to hear about it. It's unpleasant. It's negative. Tell me something positive. That's all the New Agers, you see. They've been trained that way. We've all heard about the quarantine stuff coming down and how government denied it. Just like, as I said earlier on, we always deny with our mouths or lips that which we do with our hands. And, of course, we know darn well that we're building quarantine facilities for a long time. This is the Iowa Independent. It's from the by Linda Waddington. And it says here, a quarantine template created by the Iowa Department of Public Health and accessible through the Centers for Disease Control website, I've checked both of them out, and it's up there on the of the CDC's website, should not be of great concern, according to a press release from health department officials. IDPH wants to make it clear that Iowa has not issued any isolation and quarantine orders for novel influenza, that's the H1N1, and has no plans to issue any this fall, officials told or wrote in the press release. You know, we don't even need names now. We just need officials like our experts. And that's good enough for it. We're trained. Bertrand Russell was right. They've trained us into it. Many public health departments prepare such templates in preparation for public health emergencies, the agency said. But isolation and quarantine orders are only very rarely used in very specific situations. Double speak, you see. Questions regarding the quarantine template should be directed to the Center for Acute Epidemiology within the Iowa Department of Public Health, then they give you the phone number. The template, which, as expected, contains several fill-in-the-blank information areas, is dated May the 1st, 2009, and reads as follows. Before, the Iowa Department of Public Health directed to, and it says, insert full name and address of subject of order. So you're now subjects, you see. If they say that you're going to quarantine, you're a subject. That's how it was in the British Empire. You're a subject of the Queen. Not personally, you're a subject. It says, facility quarantine order. The Iowa Department of Public Health Department has determined that you have had contact with a person with novel influenza A H1N1. Novel influenza A H1N1 is a disease which is spread from person to person and is associated with fever greater than 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Cough, sore throat, rhinorrhea, that's runny nose, nasal congestion, body aches, headaches, chills, and fatigue. Novel influenza H1N1 presents a risk of serious harm to public health, and if it spreads in the community, severe public health consequences may result. The department has determined it's necessary to quarantine your movements to a specific facility to prevent further spread of this disease. The department has determined that quarantine in your home and other less restrictive alternatives are not acceptable because then it tells, they have to insert the reason why not, like they don't trust you or whatever. It says the person does not have appropriate home setting conducive to home quarantine, etc. The department is therefore ordering you to comply with the following provisions during the entire period of quarantine. That's with terms of confinement, you're ordered to remain at the quarantine facility, name, dates, blah, blah. Requirements during confinement, during the period of quarantine, you must not leave the quarantine facility at any time unless you receive prior written authorization from the department to do so. You must not come into contact with anyone except the following persons, other persons who are also under similar quarantine orders at the facility, authorized healthcare providers and other staff at the facility, authorized department staff or other persons acting in the department, and such other persons as are authorized by the department. So they do exist, but they don't really intend to use them. And we'll be back with more after this break.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Talking about the way that they always lie to the public, basically. That's all they have to do is spread their hands out and say, oh, don't be silly, children. We'd never do that. And then they go ahead and do it, of course. And strangely enough, people will actually see them doing it and still deny that they're doing it because they've been told they're not doing it. That's a strange thing, double think. Kay Orwell explained that very well. And from there, from the Iowa Independent to I think it's Global Research. It carries on with the same story here, and it says here the last statement of the IDPH is notoriously ambiguous. If indeed isolation quarantine orders are rarely used, why then was a template prepared which explicitly contemplates an order pertaining to a quarantine facility? Moreover, the template was issued on, listen to this, May the 1st, at the very outset of the H1N1 swine flu crisis in Mexico, barely 2 days after the WHO declared a level 5 pandemic advisory on April the 29th. So it was all ready to go. Why is it all ready to go? Because they want to get us used to this sort of idea of getting rounded up and put in, etc., into these places. This is a new world order. The new world order is vastly different from the old one. You use science to train the public. Scientific dictatorship, as Aldous Huxley called it. you see. Experts are in charge, you see, of the New World Order, not any Republican idea or democracy idea where people have a say in things. We've all to do what we're told, the same way as the Soviets. This is an upgraded Soviet system, the New World Order, designed by the West, the very rich men of the West, and to be implemented worldwide, and that's what they're doing. That's what the New World Order is. The Age of Enlightenment and Reason, you see, where those who have the reason, the ultra elites, will have the right to rule you and tell you what to do, and you simply jump and obey. That's your only job and only duty, jump and obey. You see? It says here, are we playing on words? The template already contains the essential features of a formal quarantine order, which suggests that quarantine procedures are contemplated within the Iowa Department of Public Health. The result of these procedures have led to the formulation of the blank template. The issue, therefore, is not whether a quarantine order has been activated. The issue is the state of Iowa has contemplated a policy of forced confinement. That's what it is. Two, at some future date in the next few months, the blank template entitled Facility Quarantine Order could be activated with a view to actually implementing the quarantine procedures. By the way, every other state will have the same because it's from the CDC. And I'll put the links up for the CDC website as well, where they also explain this. Also of significance is the fact that this template entitled Facility Quarantine Order has been endorsed by the Atlanta-based Center for Disease Control, the CDC. They don't just do it for one state, you see, which has published a document on its website. The CDC is the main federal agency responsible for H1N1 pandemic preparedness in coordination with other governmental agencies, including FEMA, Homeland Security, state and municipal governments, as well as in liaison with the World Health Organization, which is at the top. So isn't that interesting that they declared this, as I say, back in May the 1st for the template to get made at the very outset of the H1N1 swine flu crisis in Mexico, 2 days after the World Health Organization declared a level 5 pandemic advisory. Now, why would this be so quick and fast? Well, as I say, the 2006 meeting of the World Health Organization, who've been chomping at the bit to take their rightful place as the authority over the world in matters of health, they want everyone on the planet to start to get used to taking annual shots of all different kinds right through your life. And they said if we just kick it off with one of them that were mandated, they could train the public to go along with the rest. That's why, you see, they had the template issued on May the 1st. That's why GlaxoSmithKline had the patent for this thing before the swine flu broke out. Why did they have that? Because they obviously were the ones that the World Health Organization used to put out, you know, this calmed down, timid flu, as they call it, these little exercises to do by releasing it into the population to follow up how it tracks. That's why there was already a vaccine made for it, you see. That's why. Simple, isn't it? Very, very simple. And once again, about the flu, here's Reuters, and they're on about the flu drugs. This is August 22nd, 2009. Flu drugs inappropriate for healthy adults, they found. It says, the flu drugs Tamiflu and Relenza may not be worthwhile to treat seasonal influenza in healthy adults. Researchers in Britain reported on Friday, recommending the use of antiviral drugs for the treatment of people presented with symptoms is unlikely to be the most appropriate course of action, wrote Jane Birch of the University of York and colleagues. The study published in The Lancet Infectious Diseases magazine supports an advisory from the World Health Organization that says healthy patients who get H1N1 swine flu without suffering complications do not need to be treated with antivirals. But by God, they've made billions off the hype, haven't the media? Ho-ho, haven't they? Oh boy, these big fatsos are getting fatter. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Which matrix, gentlemen? The matrix really is just the reality that's been presented to you and you've swallowed through scientific indoctrination that's been augmented and bolstered daily by indoctrination from media, newspapers, and even from your entertainment. The big one, in fact, is entertainment. You don't realize you've been brainwashed into political correctness. And the whole idea of the Soviet system, of course, was political correctness. That's where we get the term from. And today, there are so many political incorrect things you can be had for saying. You can't really speak honestly anymore, or even innocently anymore, without them coming down on you. That is the Soviet system, the exact same one that Norman Dodds talked about when he was doing the Rees Court inquiry into why the big foundations, you know, the Rockefellers, etc., the globalists were funding all the left-wing movements that appeared to be communistic. And they were told, of course, that it was because eventually they'd merge the two systems together, an upgraded, more high-tech kind of Soviet system, the new Soviet. And that's what the world is. That's also the collectivist system. It's called different names, you see. Same thing, though, that the Club of Rome advocated. Democracy was simply too time-wasting. They couldn't get their agendas fulfilled because people would argue about with them about it. Therefore, they chose collectivism, which is a top-down thing. You just simply get the guys at the top who know the agenda, and the peasants beneath them all obey. And in between, you have a massive bureaucracy of organizations that didn't used to belong to government, but now they have governmental authority. That's what you're under today, and that's why every government on the planet since 9/11 suddenly brought all the different experts on board. They're unelected, they're all appointed for all these new positions, like the science czars, medical czars, even the greenie czars to do with the greening, and sustainability czars, and carbon tax czars, and they're not calling them czars. And the media, by coincidence, this is a message for the public. This is how they communicate to each other with their little jokes. You see, it truly is the upgraded, Sovietized system. It's here, in place, and it means business. That's what the massive response after 9/11 was all about, to get this all introduced. The machinery has all been set up. And we've all to be turned into little slaves to save the world and serve the world, according to the Royal Institute for International Affairs, because that's been its motto all along, a world of service. Everyone will be in service, you see, meaning a slave. That's what it means. And they will call it a utopia once it's all finished and they've got rid of all the inferior types, because eugenics really is at the top of the tree here. And they're going to do preventive eugenics, which means they'll literally, by taking samples of your DNA, decide if that child should be aborted, because down the road it might develop this, that, or the other, maybe, you see. And that's what they're going, that's where they're going. And they're getting you now used to the fact that your body does not belong to you. Step by step, it all works out perfectly in the end. You see, you're actually attacked from different sources without it coming clean out and one any one source as to where they're going with it. But subconsciously, your brain takes it in, and then when they go forward with the real, what they're really after, you accept it. And here is from CNSNnews.com, September 4th, 2009. And here's the teaser right here again. It says here, Obama regulation czar. Tsar, Tsar. That comes from, you see, the Soviet system, you see, Tsar. Obama regulation czar. What's a regulation czar? Anyway, he advocates removing people's organs without explicit consent. This is by Matt Cover. Cass Sunstein. Speaking at Harvard Law School, it says here, President Barack Obama's nominee to head the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. That's just like, you know, Britain had a Department of Information in wartime as well. That's what told you all the lies and propaganda. So he's the head of Information and Regulatory Affairs, has advocated a policy under which the government would presume someone has consented to having his or her organs removed for transplantation into someone else when they die, unless that person has explicitly indicated that his or her organs should not be taken. Under such a policy, hospitals would harvest organs from people who never gave permission for this to be done. Outlined in the 2008 book, Nudge, Improving Decisions About Health, Wealth, and Happiness. Well, see, that's a good statement there. Health, wealth, and happiness. See, you've got to be stinking rich to get a transplant these days, so you've got to be very wealthy to get your health, which makes you happy. I guess that's how it works. Sunstein and co-author Richard H. Thaler argued that the main reason that more people do not donate their organs is because they're required to choose donation. See, these guys, they don't like this in the New World Order where you can make decisions. See, it's so untidy when you make decisions, and here they are with all these mandates, you see, and they can't get the mandates done because you've still got some rights to make decisions. So I'll read that last part again for the harder thinking. It says, Richard H. Thaler and Sunstein argued that the main reason that more people do not donate their organs is because they are required to choose donation. Oh, how upon a nuisance, eh? Sunstein and Thaler pointed out that doctors often must ask the deceased family members whether or not their dead relative would have wanted to donate his organs. These family members usually err on the side of caution and refuse to donate their loved one's organs. The major obstacle to increasing organ donations is the need to get the consent of surviving family members, said Sunstein and Thaler. This problem could be remedied. I love how they phrase it, eh? If governments changed the laws for organ donation, they said. Currently, unless a patient has explicitly chosen to be an organ donor, either on his driver's license or with a donor card, the doctors assume the person did not want to donate and therefore do not harvest the organs. Taller and Sunstein called this explicit consent. They argued that this could be remedied if government turned the law around and assumed that unless people explicitly chose not to, then they wanted to donate their organs, a doctrine they call presumed consent. Oh boy, these guys certainly have it. They must have been studying their holy book in depth. They find a way. Amazing, eh? Isn't it amazing? Presumed consent preserves freedom of choice, but it's different from explicit consent because it shifts the default rule. Under this policy, all citizens would be presumed to be consenting donors, but they would have the opportunity to register their unwillingness to donate. So now forget your donor cards. What you want is a no donate tattoo scribed somewhere, especially all over your chest where they want to rip you open and take your organs out to keep very, very, very wealthy people alive. Or maybe then once they're finished with you, they'll change that again too and say you really want to be hung on the wires like the Chinese corpses after you've been soaked in plastic and put you on exhibit. Because that's where it's all gone, folks. That's where it's all gone. They're telling us we're nothing. We're just animals, you see, at the bottom level here. We're just animals. So that's how they're getting around that. And this is where it's all going. This is a czar. They're calling it a czar once again, you see. Quite something else, isn't it? Quite something. But there's no lack of shocks these days at all, to be honest with you. Here's an article here, too, about swine flu. Swine flu, this farce of the swine flu. And that's what it is. And it was Mercola it came from. And you have to really go down, scroll it down quite a ways. It's September the 8th, 2009. The swine flu vaccine has been hit by new cancer fears after a German health expert swine flu vaccine gave a shocking warning about its safety. Lung specialist Wolfgang Wodang has said there are many risks associated with the vaccine for the H1N1 virus. The nutrient solution for the vaccine consists of cancerous cells from animals, and some fear that the risk of cancer could be increased by injecting the cells. Well, that's the whole purpose of getting it, dummy. That's what they gave the polio shot out for. And by God, 20, 30 years later, everybody who's got it is just coming down with all kinds of cancers. When will we get through our thick heads? What do you think depopulation means? Would you please step forward and allow us to annihilate you? No, it doesn't work that way. They go ahead and do it after having world meetings. And they've been having them since about 1918. Can they tell the children what they're doing? No. All they do is, like Toynbee says, we always deny with our lips that which we do with our hands. The vaccine can also cause worse side effects than the actual swine flu virus, this goes on to say. And this site also says, vaccine safety advocates everywhere are beginning to make a serious dent. According to a recent Fox News poll, the majority of people in the U.S. now believe the swine flu vaccine may be deadlier than the actual virus. See, folks, there's hope there yet. Hope there yet. Additionally, there's more good news when it comes to what healthcare professionals believe. Research published in the August 25th issue of the British Medical Journal reveals that more than half of doctors and nurses in public hospitals would also refuse the H1N1 vaccine due to concerns about side effects and doubts about its efficacy. Last week, it says here in this journal, I reported on the confidential correspondence between the British Health Protection Agency and 600 neurologists, warning them to be on the lookout for cases of Guillain-Barre syndrome once the swine flu vaccine campaign begins. It says, I published earlier articles about some of the most dangerous ingredients in this vaccine, such as mercury, that's thimerosal, and squalene, which has been linked to the development of autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. And that's a fact, folks. It's a proven fact. Men never used to get lupus at all until the inoculations really started coming in the 50s. And now we even have juvenile arthritis because they're all getting the squalene in the shots and so on. is now German lung specialist Wolfgang Wodard, has come out with even more potential health risks associated with the swine flu vaccine. Interesting, Dr. Wodard also holds political office as chairman of the health committee in the German Parliament and European Council. According to Dr. Wodard, the swine flu vaccine contains animal cancer cells. And so this is a top guy speaking. And there's no data indicating whether or not this may cause an allergic reaction when injected. Well, never mind the allergic reaction. I just simply don't want any cancer cells from monkeys and fetal tissue and all the other concoctions of witch's brew that have got out there stuck into me. Quite common sense, if you ask me. Now, this is an interesting one here. It's from Spiegel Online. German climate advisor. Industrialized nations are facing CO2 insolvency. Isn't it amazing they create a complete fiction and then tell us we have an insolvency over it? It says here, in a Spiegel Online interview, Hans-Joachim Schellhuber, the German government's climate protection advisor. See, every country's got what these people have appointed now to protect the environment. It's such a farce, isn't it? Such a farce. As he argues that the drastic measures must be taken in order to prevent a catastrophe, he's proposing the creation of a CO2 budget for every person on the planet, regardless of whether they live in Berlin or Beijing. I told you they're going to tax you all into the ground, every breath you breathe. Mr. Schellhuber, the goal that we set at the climate summit in Copenhagen in December for global warming is to 2 degrees Celsius, 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, above pre-industrial levels. How can this goal be reached? Well, it's quite simple. Inject all the people with this cancerous stuff, and it'll kill half them off, and you'll achieve your targets. Have they thought of that, I wonder? Schellhuber, humankind has to limit itself to emit only a fixed amount of carbon into the atmosphere until 2050. They even got the date set. This is amazing. The German Advisory Council on Global Change, WBGU, has conducted an audit to determine which countries should be allowed to emit how much carbon dioxide in order to remain within the 2-degree limit. The findings are sobering. Why? Because industrialized nations have already exceeded their quotas. Do you realize that each one of you is already over your quota if you take into account past emissions? So they're backdating it to the dinosaurs. To have a 2 in 3 chance of reaching that target, we could only emit 750 billion tons between now and 2050. For a 3 in 4 chance, we can only emit 660 billion tons. If you divide these emissions per person and compare them with the current output, you see that Germany, the US, and other industrialized nations have either already used up their permissible quota or will do so within the next few years. Isn't this just incredible? Isn't it really incredible? I mean, it's like something out of science fiction I've dreamed up, or some nightmare that you have, and you wake up and say, thank God that was just bogus because nothing in it made any sense. Well, that is what this is. It's an utter, utter con. This whole carbon stuff is another big battering con to make you buckle under and obey and pay and pay and pay into a new system. And all these carbon taxes go through the Rothschilds Bank in Switzerland. What a coincidence. They'll handle all that cash and make trillions overnight to switch that money all over the planet. Amazing, eh? It's amazing. Who would have thought they could have dreamed up such a trick as this, though, eh? I mean, there's no length or limits they can go to. Even their whole science is utterly bogus, completely, utterly bogus altogether. They know it, too. They know it at the top. But you see, that's how the Soviet Union ran. When they put something into legislation, you had to obey and go along and chat as though it was all true. George Orwell put that in his book 1984, See the Movie, with Richard Burton in it. No matter how ridiculous the orders were from above, they had to talk about it as though it was all genuine. And you had to really put on the right expressions on your face to make sure that, that those that watched you on camera believed you were, that you really believed this rubbish that you had to work towards and accomplish. This is what this is. This is what this is. This is more sophisticated than the ancient priests of old who told you that they were the keepers of the sun. And if you didn't pay them all your gold and silver, they were not going to pray for that sun to come up in the morning. This is even more sophisticated than that. It's a bag of hot air. It's utter rubbish, nonsense. Nothing. Nothing, zilch. This is what they're pushing. And only the one small clique of scientists at the United Nations who are paid to push this communist crap, and that's what it is, are the ones who keep hyping up about global warming and carbon, etc., etc., and that we're the cause. This is the mandate from the big rich men of the earth, and it's up to us to throw it all out the window where it belongs. Take some gas aid, some Rolaids or something, get rid of it. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. As I say, you know, after 9/11 happened, I went on the air and I said that, because I knew the whole agenda was going to get pushed from, it was obviously the beginning of a big kickoff for totalitarianism across the planet. The way that every country went into operation at the same time with the same exact mandate. And I said that the hardest thing you'll find from now on is keeping a hold of your sanity as we go through the bazaar. and that's what you're going through. Calculated psychological bizarreness. Scientifically designed, mind you. Now, it's time for a caller, and it's John from Miami there. You there, John?
Hello, Alan?
Yes.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in.
Just calling to let you know, this weekend I went to a concert that my wife wanted to go to. It was a Depeche Mode concert. And they had this, it was amazing. Everybody's just dancing around. They came up with the song, A Matter of Time, and in the middle it was an all-seeing eye.
Oh, yeah.
Just looking at everybody. And the eyeball was staring at everybody. It was like a real eye looking at everybody. And everybody was just dancing around this. The main singer and the band was just dancing around this thing. It was like a sick, perverted kind of dance.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, I can't, you know, there's no way all these people here are just worshiping this. And they're seeing this eye, and then nobody noticed it.
Yes.
And it was just amazing, that part. I just thought you should I should let you know about that.
What was the name of the show?
It was a Depeche Mode concert that they had down here.
Yeah.
And the song was called A Matter of Time. When I came home and I actually listened to the song, the lyrics alone is amazing, too, in there. But there was another thing, too. I saw this movie over the weekend also with my wife, and it's called The Unborn. And there was a part that she was in the bathroom, and on the bathroom wall, there was the thing that I've heard you said before. It was an eyeball. It was an eye, the all-seeing eye, and it said, "In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king."
That's right.
And again, my wife is like, "Why do you always see it?" I'm like, "Because it's so amazing that now I don't watch as much TV, and when I do watch these things, it's like it's there.
That's right in your face. Yeah, that's right in your face.
Yeah,
it's the same with all the logos of all the big TV stations and the news services too. Look at them. You'll see the peacock there, the different colors, so the Rainbow Coalition, all that stuff. It's all the occult stuff is right in your face. They did one called River Dance in Toronto. It started off in Toronto as a musical there, a sort of dancing musical. And I only saw a little bit on TV, and they showed you these pyramids in the back. They're supposed to be in ancient times, and where this very white blonde-haired people came from, and it's all done with sort of Irish-type dancing around it, and they go into the sun coming up over the pyramid and the eyes and the whole. This stuff happens all the time, and the public haven't a clue what they're watching.
Yeah, when I was standing there, the one thing I kind of felt like at that point when I was looking at everybody, and everybody was just dancing and worshiping this thing, at that point, I kind of felt hopeless. It was like, oh my God, you know, these people, every single person, I guarantee you they don't know what's going on.
They don't.
But then at the same time, I was thinking, it's exactly, there's no way we can fight these people, the New World Order. And we have to think outside the box.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you'll find one of the earliest things to see if you can get a hold of it is the Magic Flute that was written a long time ago. And that was in the same Masonic principles. It's all in your face in the Magic Flute. But that's it for tonight, folks. So from Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent international